From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Two Venezuelan opposition leaders who were under house arrest have been seized by state security forces 2 days after a controversial vote creating a national assembly to rewrite the Constitution. Ravina Shamdasani, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights spokesperson, called on them for their release.
Now, the detention of these two very prominent opposition figures had already been declared arbitrary by the UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention, which is the authority on these matters. So we're asking the government to respect this decision and to promptly release these two men.
The families of Leopoldo Lopez and Antonio Ledezma posted to Twitter videos of the men as they were being taken, with Ledezma still wearing pajamas. United States Secretary of State Rex Tillerson addressed the North Korean leader, saying, "We are not your enemy," and he called for dialogue amid rapidly rising tensions. However,
"We don't think having a dialogue where the North Koreans come to the table assuming they're going to maintain their nuclear weapons is productive." So that's really what the objective that we are about is.
Tillerson said the North Korean threat, quote, "has materialized in the ways we expected it would," end quote. And he said the administration has responded with peaceful pressure. Tillerson said he doesn't blame the Chinese for the situation in North Korea, but that the U.S. would seek Chinese help in achieving a dialogue with Pyongyang. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says diplomatic actions taken by Russia in response to fresh sanctions will not deter U.S. commitment to its security and that of its allies. Pence said the sanctions send a very clear message that with Russia's activities in Ukraine and its support for Iran and Syria, that its posture has to change. This is VOA News. A suicide attack on a Shiite mosque in the western Afghan city of Herat killed more than 29 people and wounded more than 64 on Tuesday. Mohammed Arif Shahram is the head of the Herat Regional Hospital, where victims were taken.
"So far, we have recovered more than 20 people murdered, and also we have received more than 30 others wounded, and 10 of them are in critical condition."
More than 1,700 civilians have been killed in attacks in Afghanistan so far this year, hitting confidence in the Western-backed government of President Ashraf Ghani. There has been no claim of responsibility, but the Taliban fighting to install strict Islamic law and drive foreign troops out of Afghanistan has denied any involvement. Pakistani lawmakers on Tuesday elected former petroleum minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi as the country's new prime minister, replacing ousted veteran leader Nawaz Sharif. Reuters' Scarlett Vitanovich reports.
A close ally of Pakistan's ousted prime minister Nawaz Sharif is now the country's leader. Pakistani lawmakers electing former petroleum minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi to the role on Tuesday. Sharif was forced out of power last week when the Supreme Court disqualified him for not declaring a source of income, a charge he denies. Sharif nominated Abbasi as interim leader, the speedy transition, an effort to project stability. But Abbasi's tenure is also expected to be brief, perhaps as short as 2 months.
And that was Scarlett Vitanovich from Reuters News. The number of refugees coming to the United States dipped sharply in July, dropping to the lowest level in monthly arrivals in more than a decade amid temporary Supreme Court orders that largely supported the government's efforts to curb the number of displaced people allowed into the country. By Monday afternoon, 1,224 refugees had arrived, according to U.S. State Department data, less than any other month since the 2007 fiscal year. The number plummeted in recent weeks after the Supreme Court determined that only refugees with close family ties to the United States will be allowed in for now. American and Japanese ships and aircraft are searching for a missing American sailor in the South China Sea. The sailor, whose name is being withheld, was reported missing from the USS Statham, a destroyer, around 9 a.m. local time on Tuesday. The ship was conducting routine operations in the South China Sea at the time, that according to a Navy statement. This is the Navy's second effort to find a missing sailor in the Asia-Pacific region within the last 2 months. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.